Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight is the night of March 11th, 2015. Tonight we got a nice little lineup of different headlines we're going to talk about tonight. Hope that you're going to enjoy the show. We're going to go ahead and start off with our national headlines. Let's talk about these 47 senators, these 47 traitors. And the United States Senate and their leader, Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton. As much as these guys claim they hate Obama, and he never follows the Constitution, he's a tyrant. He has all of these negative connotations that the Republicans love throwing at the President of the United States. And they're such constitutional scholars. They missed out somewhere because what they did was a violation of the Constitution of the United States. And they also, in their infinite wisdom, failed to understand that there was a law against them communicating with foreign governments without the president's approval. The Logan Act, one of the oldest laws on our books, which was passed in 1799, prevents citizens and other individuals from communicating with other officers and members of government, of foreign governments, to conduct business without the express approval of the executive branch. The Constitution gives the president his authority to negotiate treaties and whatnot. So who are these guys to go back and say, hey, guess what? Y'all can play a game with Obama if you want to. When we get him out of office, we're just going to bomb you. We're going to get rid of this stuff. We're going to bomb you guys. We want World War III. And then you look back and you see Tom Cotton today talking to defense contractors. I can hear that conversation. Okay, I know you guys are getting antsy. No, your pockets are getting slim because it's Obama guy and, you know, stopping wars and stuff, and all they want to do is play drones. So I know you guys are north of Bell Grumman. Y'all are okay because y'all getting plenty of drone orders, but I know the guys are at General Dynamics and Boeing and whatnot. I know y'all are kind of going, hey, what about us? We want some war too. We're going to get you guys a war. But we might have to wait until Obama gets out of office. But we tried this little letter thing, and hopefully the Iranians will be like, you know what, screw it, we're going to nuke everybody. So they'll do something stupid, and you guys can go get your war, and you can get paid. That's crazy, because that's exactly what they're trying to do. And they're trying to make it so that, but the Iranians were smart and called them on their stuff. They called them on it, and the Iranians basically came back, don't you know how to read the Constitution of the United States? We know how this works. We know your government better than you know your government. That makes, I think, makes the Republicans look like a bunch of idiots. I mean, if I was the president of the United States, and I wish I had got a chance to see the president yesterday when he was here in Atlanta. I wish I had got a chance, because if I had got a chance to talk to him, be like, convict him, charge him, try and convict him. But I do have read that the president has said that he is not going to pursue charges using the Logan Act against these traitors. I don't understand why. president, I'm going to respect his decision, even though I disagree with it. That's how you operate in America. Now, the other thing that's really tripping me out, when we talk about the way the Republicans react to stuff and the hypocrisy, they all down Hillary Clinton's back about some emails. And you even have Lindsey Graham talking about, well, shoot, I've never used the email again. Republicans not being able to use, that doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me if you even turn on the computer on. I'm surprised. But the question is, why are they bothering Hillary about this? This is a non-issue. So she used her personal email. They said that there was no classified information transported over these emails. So what's the big deal? She used personal emails. Y'all send letters to foreign governments and commit treason. You know, non-issue. Republicans, find something to go do, like pass a jobs bill. Do something for America other than do for yourself and put money in your pockets. Do something like that. Do something positive and stop making up scandals so that we can get our news feed fed with this stuff. And the only reason I'm talking about it is because it's out there. If it wasn't for that, I would probably be like, you know what, I'm not even going to talk about this. I'm going to let this slide. Screw it. Next thing. These guys at Oklahoma University, SAE, Sigma Alpha Epsilon, I guess it is, you know, they all on talking about, you know, they ain't no N-words ever going to be in SAE. If we see one, we hanging from a tree. And you videotape that? One is racist and it's stupid. Two, who videotapes stuff like that? I mean, really? You got yourself in trouble. If you're going to be racist, do it in the comfort of your own home with your doors closed, blinds drawn, and y'all can dance around in the house with your sheets on all day. But while y'all doing it, make sure that the black chef that just lost his job doesn't see it. Because this man has probably been sitting around for years listening to your stuff, but hey, you got to make a living. So anybody that's out there dogging this man because he worked there, think about how many of us African-Americans work for racist some bitches right now, and we never speak up, we never say anything about it because we know we love massive paychecks. So don't even go out there acting like you're hiding down because all of you know you got that one person that you work for who really don't like us either. But you don't never say anything. Y'all talk about that mess at the break table, and when you walk in the room, you be like, hey, how you doing? Work is going great today, boss. Glad to see you. You smiling, so don't act like you ain't, like you all Huey Newton and everything, like you down for the cause because you out there pushing for masses just like everybody else, even some of those independent business owners. We know we got clients, and those clients are got some racist tendencies, but we ain't turning down that paycheck. We ain't turning down that everyone, so don't act like you better than everybody else. Because racism is a thing in America that we really got to work on. And so, you know, and I was very proud of a couple of representatives that I saw that have basically said, listen, how can we hold SAE to account when I got people coming on my Facebook page or on my Twitter or on my social media and using racial slurs and making racial comments. I applaud them because you know what? We can't call out no one else about their racism when we continue to take and perpetrate it ourselves. We can't do it. We can't do it. So if you're going to sit up there and you're going to say bad things about white people or Hispanics, immigrants, gays, this, that, and the other, you're no better than SAE. You know, we know that, and I'll be the first to admit it. There's a lot of prejudice that's kind of innate to human beings. You know, you have a tendency to want to be around people who look like you, act like you, share things with you. But in a modern society, a lot of those things are now crossing over because we're multicultural. You know, we got white people who like rap music and black people who like country music and rock, and, you know, we like some of the same things. So those things we share, we do together. But then there are also our cultural things that people are trying to learn and understand from us. I mean, I love a kilt. And I know some white people who learn some dashikis. I mean, it looks comfortable. I like the swag. You wear it, it's up to you. We need to really stop trying to call each other out on those type of things and being hateful and this, that, and the other. And some of y'all black folks who are out there really throw got the fist up in there talking about black power are really not understanding what black power is. You're not understanding, because if there's a such thing as black power, it means that we're empowering ourselves, that we're not trying to enforce or put ourselves over somebody else. We need to get our house in order. So there's no such thing. And speaking on the SAE thing, Joe Scarborough this morning. Morning, Joe. Why did he come up with the craziest excuses for stuff people do? And you know, we could be looking at him like, I'm waiting for the day for her to walk off the show, just walk off and not come back. Now I don't see him to get up and move and look at him like he's crazy, but I'm waiting for that day because she'd be looking at him like, I really don't believe you're saying that. And but you know, it's media, it's news. He's the conservative, you know, kind of over there at MSNBC. You know, he got to represent for the crazies every once in a while because they be calling his card. Y'all know how that is with folks calling your card. You got to go show out. So that's what I guess Joe was doing this morning. Joe was showing out. He was showing out for the tea party this morning. You know, it's black folks' fault that folks going around talking about, you know, there ain't going to ever be no N-words in SAE, and if we see one, we going to hang him in a tree. I guess, you know, it's our fault that, you know, the police are running around shooting at us when we're unarmed, trying to kill us. I guess that's our fault. It's our fault, too, that we're in this country. It's our fault. You know, we was told, you know, we was told this vacation package. In the new world, we got on the boat. We came over. It's our fault. So, hey, drink up. It's our fault. Let's go have a pity party. We know that's a lie. You know, I think people got their own ideas of how things operate. So it just, they need to do their own, they need to stop trying to blame stuff on us because, you know, they're just crazy. So enough about SAE. They're making my head hurt. They really making my head hurt. So let's go back. Let's have a conversation about the State House. So we're going to go over, we're going to take a small break, and then we're going to, I'll come back, and we're going to talk about what's going on here in Georgia at the State House. Be back in about 2 minutes. We're back. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday, hump day from prime time. We're back, and we're right now getting ready to do the Gold Dome Report, sponsored by MOS Strategies. MOSstrategies.com. Go check it out. If you need political consultants, advocacy work, you need government affairs work, go check out MOS Strategies at MOSstrategies.com. There is some crazy stuff taking place in the Georgia General Assembly. We got this crazy, crazy, crazy deal going on here with this bill called SB 80. It's a ban on AP history. History now, people. AP history. Now, we know everybody, you know, it's a common thread when you're trying to do crazy stuff. You try to rewrite your own history and make it. But that's what they're claiming that the left has done with AP history. That we have taken history and we've rewritten it to our lean and our agenda. But all we really have done is we're telling the truth. You know, everything wasn't about white Anglo-Saxons coming to the New World and bringing wonderful civilization. That wasn't the whole story. True enough, America's a great country. Glad I'm American. Wouldn't want to be any other nationality on the face of the planet. I am very proud to be an American. But as a part of that, I have to embrace and also learn what my nation has done, and to appreciate how far we've come, we have to look back where we've been. Yes. A lot of the land we live on in Georgia once belonged to Native American peoples who were forced off their land after being lied to in treaties. African Americans were slaves. We got beaten. Our women were raped. Our families were broken down. Really nasty stuff took place to try to break us down as a people. Same thing happened to the Native Americans. Really nasty stuff came to break their people down. You introduce them to alcohol and guns, and then you got suicide and alcoholics on reservations. But that's the Indian's fault. That's what you're going to say. That's the history you want to hear. You don't want to hear about how we introduced the alcohol, how we introduced the guns. We don't want to talk about how the African-American family was split apart and their women were raped and their men were demeaned. We don't want to talk about that because that doesn't show the greatness of the Anglo-Saxon domination of the Western Hemisphere. We don't want to talk about how the same immigrants that you were trying to kick out of the country actually used to live on the land that they're moving back to. We don't want to talk about how Texas and all of that used to be a part of Mexico. We don't want to talk about how Hawaii was an independent kingdom that we allow American food companies to utilize United States Marine Corps to take away their sovereign rights. We don't want to talk about those types of things. We don't want to even talk about the fact that we have territories still today that people are American citizens and they don't have full American rights because laws written in the early 20th century, you know, said that they were aliens and didn't understand that it would be very hard for them to assimilate into the Anglo-Saxon culture, which was America. We don't want to teach our people because it makes us feel bad. It makes America not seem so great, but it actually does make America seem great because a lot of things that America has done that no other nation on earth has ever done. To show me a nation on the planet earth that a group of people came from being in servitude and a person who was a part of that racial group or who was descended from that racial group or is identified as a member of that racial group could become the leader of that nation within a century's time without that being an overbearing, super violent revolution. We're one of the first nations on earth to pull that off. That a minority, a racial minority, is the head of our government, and he didn't walk into that into the seat of power with tanks and rifles backing him. But we have to understand where we came from to understand that's what makes us so great. Because we're able to do stuff like that, and we come from where we come from. So with our senators here trying to ban AP history because it's left-leaning, maybe you need to use your left side of your brain and have an understanding that the thing we talk about, those things that you may disagree with or are ashamed of or whatever, because in the end of the day, it proves time and time again why America is great. You know, because people look at history and think about it, because I seen a meme today that was posted up on one of my conservative friends' Facebook page, and it was showing a picture of advocates, that, you know, the marchers crossing the Edmund Pettus Bridge 50 years ago. And then it showed the people marching across last Sunday. And the first thing all the conservatives are pointing to is that all of the people 50 years ago were sitting there riding, running across the bridge with American flags in their hand. And the picture on the bottom, there were no American flags. Well, two things. Ask yourself a question. Why wasn't there any American flags? If you're saying that we wasn't carrying American flags for some reason, okay, ask yourself what that reason is. Is it we don't love our country? Ask that question. Ask them, do we love America? I think the majority of African Americans and people who was on that bridge that day, whether they're white, black, Asian, if they were LGBT, whether they were young, whether they was old, will tell you unequivocally they love America. You know, is it that some, if you ask the question, is it that they feel some type of way about the country? You know, we 50 years ago, we were trying to be a part of it, and 50 years later, we still going through the same crap. You know, maybe I don't want to carry an American flag. Or maybe we didn't carry an American flag this time because, see, 50 years ago, we weren't even full citizens. But today, in 2015, when they were crossing that bridge Sunday, they didn't need an American flag because they had an American president. You don't need a flag when you got a president. Stop wrapping yourself in a flag when you don't even respect the president of the United States. You don't believe in America. If you don't believe in the president, you can't back the president of the United States. If you can't back the president of the United States, stop talking about the Constitution, because he was legally and duly elected under that Constitution of the United States. If you call yourself an oath keeper, you follow the president of the United States. And anybody sitting there keep talking about he does stuff that's unconstitutional, stop telling those lies. Because he's done nothing that no other president of the United States haven't done. So stop trying to find a reason to bring division to our nation. Because we love this country just as much as everybody else. Sitting there coming up talking about flag. The flag doesn't mean nothing if you don't back up what that flag stands for. And the American flag stands for hope, justice. And if you know, I hate sound like a whole Superman television show, but the American way. We used to talk about a melting pot. That used to be the proudest thing we're talking about, because anybody could come to America regardless of their color, their creed, religion, and be something. But we got a bunch of folks sitting in the state legislature who want to ban AP history because it's left-leaning. No, it's American history. And you want to ban it and stop talking about it because you have an ulterior motive. Just be truthful and tell us what you want. Why? Because we were voted down. We wouldn't agree with it. We see that you're not American. We're seeing this already that you're not American. Your buddies up in the Congress want to send letters off to other folks, and you want to ban history. Then you sit here and lie, talk to them. Let's go to the next bill and talk about where your hypocrisy lies. HB 170. HB 170 is the transportation bill, and you claim that, okay, we know that we lost T-Splash 2 years ago. Yeah, T-Splash didn't pass, and y'all, the governor said he was going to get his way. He told us he was going to get his way. Then you had to pass a bill last year, you had to pass an amendment last year that kept you from raising income tax. But you know that there's billions of dollars worth of infrastructure projects, billions of dollars worth of things that need to get done in the state of Georgia, but you're going to keep your word and not raise taxes. So you're going to go raid the county governments and the cities for a penny out of their sales taxes on the dollar and going to force them to raise taxes on the people so you can sit there and say, hey, we didn't raise taxes. That was your county government. That was your city government. All you local government Republicans, I want you to look at your state representatives. I want you to look at your state senators. They're lying to you. They're lying to you. And y'all keep letting them do it. Y'all keep letting them do it. They go up there, they claim they down, no new taxes, and we're not going to raise taxes, and we're not going to do this, and they do it every day. Go check the money stream. Go check the money stream, because they are getting paid by somebody. They're getting paid by somebody. And y'all foolish, and y'all sitting up there backing them up. And you're sitting there talking about, oh, I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, I love America. And they screwing you. They screwing you. They lie to you straight to your face. Now, I'm not going to sit here and let this slide. Now, I got some folks on my side of the aisle who do some lying, too. But I got to be a little careful, because you got to be careful with the folks around you. Because when they're surrounding you, they can see, I can see you Republicans coming. But see, if I start talking about you Democrats, some of you out there too close to me. I'd be sitting around someone like Caesar and looking at you. You too, Brutus? Yeah. So I talk to y'all, you know, I got to figure out which one of y'all snakish and which not before I start talking about, because I need to catch my distance before I start talking about you. I need to put some space between you and I. So when I start talking about you, you know who I'm talking about, because some of y'all know y'all ain't no good either, because some of y'all voted for this bill. And you know who you are, and you know at the state committee meeting, we talked about this. We as Democrats agreed that this bill was no good. And a lot of you are elected officials sitting in that room, and you sat there when we talked about this, and our chairman started told us, and our DNC members stood up there and told us about this, and we agreed that this was a bad thing, but yet you went and voted for it anyway. So you really know better than they are. You have no respect for what we think. You have no respect. You need to check yourself. Because why would you pass on the burden of doing all this to the city government and the county governments, and you already know they're strapped because the state government is reducing all the help they can to them in the name of making it look like the state house is getting their fiscal housing order. You know it's a lie. Well, at least you even know it's a lie, you're stupid. And I know you guys are stupid, so y'all need to talk about it and tell us what a lie is. Why you can't do what your people ask you to do? Y'all gonna catch it. You're gonna catch it at a ballot box one day. People gonna wake up, and they gonna vote your asses out of office. Whew. Lord Jesus, help me. Because y'all done pissed me off. Because I'm sitting there thinking about it, all the stuff that I hear and all the lies that I see. Yeah, that's how I said it. All the stuff that I hear and all the lies that I see. Now, let's talk about cityhood. Today, you had three cityhood bills make it to the floor. And from my last reading before I came on the air, La Vista Hills and Tucker both have passed the House. South Fulton was preparing to come up for a vote. Don't know if that actually happened or not. Maybe, you know, we can find out something before it's over. Maybe I see somebody can post something up, let me know how that went. But South Fulton is up. But we've yet to see movement on Greenhaven and Stonecrest. I got my opinions on cities. Some cities are good ideas and some cities are bad ideas. You know, and we really need, particularly in DeKalb County, we really need to think about this because we're having people force us into a position. because from what I understand, the South Side is moving for South City Hood because of Tucker and Vista, and nobody wants to be laid, you know, have the pensions laying in their hands and having to call, you know, carry the brunt of paying for the county pensioners. And a lot of y'all don't realize the same ones y'all that don't want to carry the burden for the county pensioners, y'all work for the county. You're going to be those pensioners. I'm just saying. Look at who worked for the guy. I grew up in DeKalb County. I know what the folks look like that work for the county. I know where you live, what part of the county you live in. So my question is, why you don't want to pay for your own pension? I'm not getting that. But, and at the same time, are y'all really prepared to deal with what it costs? You really prepared to deal with self-governance? Because we have a problem in DeKalb County that I don't understand. You got rampant corruption. You constantly elect these people back to office. And then you're going to set up cities when you can't even hold the elected officials you got accountable yet. And everybody keeps telling me, well, it's going to be a smaller entity. We can hold that. We can hold that accountable better. Greenhaven is going to take up the majority of the county. It's about the size of most counties. You know, DeKalb County is one of the largest counties in the state. So you're going to be, if Greenhaven becomes a city, it's going to be the second largest city after the city of Atlanta. And y'all going to be able to handle that, really. You're going to be able to handle that. 300, you can handle that. I really need to understand. Somebody needs to make me understand that. I need to understand it. I'm not saying I'm against it, but I need to understand it. Because at the end of the day, what's going to happen is going to happen. My whole point is there needs to be good government. Good government is what is needed. It ain't about if it's cities, this, that, and the other counties, state. Good government. People who understand that when you get in that seat, you're not better than everybody else. You just a regular citizen that we've taken and put trust in that you're going to take your turn, you're going to go up there, and you're going to make decisions based on what the rest of us want. Because you obviously got some time on your hand that the rest of us don't. But see, what we do is we allow these people to think they're special. We let them run around like they dukes and duchesses and princes and princesses, and we treat them like pseudo-aristocrats, not understanding that they are just like the rest of us. That's what democracy is. Democracy is the regular citizen taking his turn to go sit in government and govern for the rest of us while we go to work. You go handle the situation, and then guess what? You should, after two or three terms, you should bring your behind home. We shouldn't even have to term limit you. You should be like, you know what? Because that stuff, I watch politicians all the time. You go gray headed. So why do you want that stress? You know you want the stress because right now you done figured a way to get your hand in the cookie jar. That's why we got so much corruption because folks got their hand in the cookie jar. But guess what? We as citizens need to do something about that. If we don't have these cities showing up, if you don't do this, then you need to make sure that the people you put in office, the moment they get out of hand, you need to run them out on the way of the very next election. Somebody else needs to step up and run. So that's when it comes to citizenship. I mean, you need to think about that. South Fulton, I'm learning something about that down there. That might not necessarily be a great thing either. It might not, La Vista Hills. It's not just a South Side thing, it's a North Side thing. See, they leaving because they don't want to be a part, they don't want to be with us. They don't want to pay for, they don't want to share. That's what that's about. So they don't want to share, so they think we'll throw it all on them anyway, because that's what they're looking at. They're looking at the fact that the majority of the county workers live in the places, in the unincorporated part of the southern part of all these counties. That's where they live. So why we want to continue to pay for them? It's selfishness. And we all getting into it's selfishness, a constant cycle of selfishness. But I'm going to get off my rant on them because there's another law that I thought was quite interesting and gave me some hope that the government is thinking. SB 134 is a law dealing with speeding, and you know this is one of them things that if you ever travel through rural Georgia, you travel through some small towns. You know, there was a couple of them in the metro. There's a lot of them out in the rural counties. That if you go through there, Lord help you. If you go in a couple of miles, you look like you're speeding, or you think you're speeding, or your car got an out of county tag on it, the folks is pulling you over. And you're getting a ticket. And God forbid you could try to fight that ticket. Because that's the problem. This new law is supposed to make it easier for you to be able to go fight these tickets when you're in these small towns in these areas particularly, and they're getting a very large percentage of their revenue from their traffic citation. Now, I used to live in a very small town in northern Tripp County called Hoganville. And actually was contemplating running for city council in Hoganville back in 2013. And in the process of doing that, you know, I was looking at their budget and this, that, and the other, and I looked and seen how much of the budget for that small town was based on fees, traffic tickets, and stuff that came through the law enforcement. And, I mean, it was a pretty good chunk. So my question is, what would happen if everybody all of a sudden decided they were going to follow the law? You would have a large, you would have to make, that would be a large portion of your revenue that you would lose. City would go broke. You would go bankrupt. So that would have me to believe, it ain't like Hoganville is rampant with crime. Shoot, most of the time in Hoganville, you can sleep what you're doing a lot. It's a hot summer night, don't want to run no air conditioning, leave the door open. Ain't nobody going to do nothing. But the Hoganville police were good for you walking down the street or something, stopping you or talk to you. It was about like stopping Prince to New York. Get a ticket for anything. I mean, there was one little intersection they just like sitting at because it was kind of like you really didn't see the stop sign. And so you roll through that joker and not understand the stop sign. They sit right there, whoop, whoop. There they go. Get your ticket. Park wing, you know. Houses really don't have driveways as such. So people park on the street, and if your car is pointed the wrong way or too many cars sitting in front of the house or whatnot, they'll start giving tickets. But you know, we would notice that tickets would only be given to cars that seem to not have Tripp County tags on them. So if you're from Fulton County, Coweta, Meriwether, for God forbid you had an Alabama tag, you were getting a ticket. So what if all this was a stop? What would happen? They wouldn't be able to get any money. But this is going to make, because, you know, really law enforcement shouldn't be used, and this is a part of that whole, this whole thing that we got in America about the school-to-prison pipeline, how that we done turned law enforcement and corrections and dealing with people who are in the system as a cash cow, because if you're going to pay a ticket, what they do is put you on probation, and you go to a private probation company, and you pay them a fee plus your fine, and this, that, and other, and everybody getting rich. And God forbid, you can't pay it, then they send you to jail, and then they put you on the work detail, and they get free work out of you. So I'm hoping that this bill passes through, and because that'll be a positive step forward in how we deal with our law enforcement here and how we actually do law, because the force of law should not be a point of making money. It should be about keeping the public safe and about serving, because every time the police have an interaction, there should not have to be a ticket written or somebody go to jail, because sometimes you just need somebody to mediate a disagreement. Somebody come in, that's what police do, they come by and say, hey, where's the disagreement? Well, so-and-so took my kid's bike. If you go get the bike, bring the bike back, then we'll let that go and don't do it again. Yeah, now what happened? If then it's like locked you up and then the parents start arguing and then one of them get locked up and this, that, and the other, and everybody go to jail, they get all these fees because they go to jail that night, then they go to court, and you don't get sentenced to time, they just give you fines and fees, and you pay them. They figure you're going to act the fool, we're going to make money. Where we could be trying to actively police and teach people mediation skills. And cops go out there and put the, you know, and become our friend and work problems out with us instead of people. That's why we don't, you people don't want to call the police. That's why you have so many battered women and you have children getting sold into sex slavery. It's because people are not calling the police when stuff going bad, because all they do is come bring to jail. But if we seen something and the police was seen as our friends, then we could get some of this stuff stopped in its early stages. So hopefully this will be a positive step in that direction. And speaking of police, we're going to leave the state stuff alone and get talking about some things that have happened dealing with police here lately and some criminal cases, particularly around DeKalb County. I know everybody heard the about the naked man here in DeKalb that got shot. Naked man. Now, we know how this has been a naked African-American man, so we can bring this into context. Now, we know what the usual story is. Oh, he was reaching for a weapon. I thought he had a gun. He was threatening me. Well, this was a naked man, naked black man. And the only thing that I can sit there and think about that would scare somebody, now, you know, and I don't want to make light of this, it was a naked black man running, and he was packing. And that scared you, because you ain't never seen that like that before. But all jokes aside, there's nothing, he couldn't hide nothing. He was running, they said, if I see a naked person running outside, there ain't no reason for me to shoot him. Fuck wrong, because we don't typically run around naked. But what we do? We don't typically run around naked outside. Folks don't do that. We kind of got to, we kind of feel some kind of way about doing that. So if you see somebody doing it, usually something wrong. They high. They got mental problems. Something wrong. You need to subdue that person. Find out what aid they needed. This is one of the things that, you know, why the taser was. Why he didn't tase him? He naked. He ain't got no guns. He tased shit. Shock him. We could have got this man some treatment, but instead of that, you decided you're going to be judge, jury, and executioner. I really hope that DeKalb County makes an example out of this officer, because, see, it's already been said in some conservative circles that we're not going to act a fool in DeKalb County because, see, we have black, we have African-American Democrats running our county, so we're not going to act a fool on them. So, DeKalb County, you got to pass. Because everybody said we never had the fool on you. Nobody's acting the fool yet. Obviously, they figure y'all going to handle this situation. You need to make sure the situation gets handled. Because if it doesn't, folks might act the fool. Now, I will never advocate for acting the fool unless it really does need to happen, because, you know, that's that Second Amendment stuff. You act the fool, we got to like, take out the government. If you can be, if you're being a tyrant, we got the right to fight back. But right now, we don't feel like we're in that situation. So let's make sure that we have an honest and open investigation. And all of you folks who all of a sudden love the police, we know you don't like the popos no better than you do, than we do. So stop trying to be racist and back the police up, because the police are doing something that you know you can't get away with. So let me get that clear right now. We understand what that's about, because I don't know, a lot of y'all dislike the police, and I watch your little threads, and I watch how you operate, but the moment above the police kills a black folk, then y'all all of a sudden behind the police. Ooh, we love the police. Thank God for law enforcement. And we know what that is. Don't act up. We know exactly what that is. So you need to chill with that. That's racist. Don't call it like I see it. Another one here, a crazy thing that happened. Angie Stone got sent to jail because she knocked the out of her daughter. Now, a lot of folks, I hear some folks saying, ooh, she wrong for that. She wrong. I'm going to tell you right now, Angie, I've always loved you. My wife, you gave me the side eye. Because of you, And I understand. I don't have to live with my parents. I live with relatives now. When they tell you to do something, you don't act up in nobody's house and you grown. You do what they tell you to do. So she's 30 years old, got her children in the house. She's sitting back, kicked back, doing whatever. Angie got a little dough. All she wants you to do is clean that room and go get your half-naked children from running around out. Ain't like either. And you buck. You should have been like, yes, mother. Hold on a second. You might be a little irritated if you're doing something. That's human. But you don't act up. Because even in my house, when going on with my mom and dad, please, let me get a tone. Daddy, gonna take a breath. Get no tone. Even if he slip up, you better start apologizing. If the mother raise a hand, man, please, I might as well go right at the police butt naked if I want to do that. It's the same result. I'm going to end up dead. So this girl came out good. You missing a couple teeth. That's your mama. She gave birth to you. She letting you live in my house with your bad kids. Y'all got Angie's back, and a lot of folks got Angie's back. So everybody was sitting there talking about, oh, y'all not have Angie's back. You something wrong with y'all. Let your tree raise and they hand it to you, and if you let that slide, you get what's coming to you. Because that ain't going to happen. There got to be some respect somewhere. That's why some of these children out here getting in situations, they got the police thinking some kind of way because we ain't disciplining our children. You discipline your children, and we ain't got to worry about these problems. And the only thing I can sit there and say for her to feel like she can do that, you should have hit her with that iron pipe along, whatever that was, that metal stand a long time ago. So she got to understand it. She has an understanding. She doesn't have an understanding. I'm a progressive, and I don't necessarily believe in violence, but you don't raise up to your parents. That's the one authority that you don't raise up against is your parents. They gave you life. Who are you? So they buck up. Step up to get you. Step up to get me down. That's how that is. Respect your parents. Keep hold your tongue. You mumble when they close the door. You know how you did when you was young. You got to do the same thing then. 30, 40, 50 years old. You live with your parents. Not that they living with you, but you living with them. Because you know they living with you, they ain't grateful. They glad somebody there, so they ain't going to put my food with you. But if you living with them, they already have a tad bit of noise that you're down. Do what they say do. Okay, so that's Angie. She done did her thing. Hopefully she got bail. I ain't read the part on that when she got bail or not, but y'all folks need to start tripping on Angie. Angie was right. Angie was good. Angie cold knocked out. If I had to put a name on this piece, on this particular story, it would be stone cold knocked out. Now let me talk about something a little bit more that I found interesting and disturbing. I was on a conference call last night with some of my fellow Democrats, and we were talking about issues that take place in rural Georgia. And there's all these little pipelines. We talk about XL. Ooh, the XL pipeline. That's bad. Mess up the water, the stream, the air, all of this good stuff. And we got pipelines they're trying to build here in Georgia. One is called the Palmetto Pipeline, which is going to run out of South Carolina through coastal Georgia into Florida down to Jacksonville. And the other one is the Sabal Trail, and it's going to be running from north to south, going through West Georgia, coming out of Alabama. I don't know exactly where it comes into the state, but it comes in somewhere around Columbus because a lot of the 2nd Congressional District is involved in that. And it runs down through the state and it trying to go through Albany and all that stuff. And it goes to Florida here into Pensacola. You notice how all of this stuff be headed to the water. So if you know it's headed to the water, what they're trying to do is put this stuff on boats. so they can ship it out. So, you know, everybody tells them that we developing energy infrastructure for the purposes of reducing energy costs and being energy independent. And they lie to us, and what they're doing is shipping our stuff, shipping our mineral resources over to other countries. But the bad part about this is that they are shipping the places that they're trying to ship this stuff through, people don't want it, and they're lying to them to force it. All are attempting to think about ways of using intimate domain and trying to sneak it through and sneak it past us without us having a real say, because they know we're not going to agree with it. When we should be trying to focus on moving to alternative energy sources, they're trying to drag as much of it out of the ground as possible. And I also, in the process of this, learning, found out that there are people trying to frack here in Georgia. You got a project that they try, they're looking at North Georgia Mountains and South Georgia coastal regions, and they're fracking. And we got aquifers and stuff here just like they do out in the Midwest. And I'm going to tell you how this ties in, people, because it's not just about the environment. It's also dealing with the fact that, okay, we know what happens when our water and our soil get contaminated. It contaminates us and our food. And once we get contaminated, we get sick. And in rural Georgia, you don't want to get sick because we got a rural health care crisis. Hospitals getting shut down, and all the government wants to do is do a trial with 4 hospitals. When we got hospitals all over the state in jeopardy, and we need action now, they want to do trials. That's all they want to do is trials. And they are, and I figure whatever they're doing these trials, they got some buddies that they're going to give money to do these trials, and then they'll come back, they'll make a couple $1 million, and then they'll come back and say, oh, it's bad, or it's good, and then they'll figure out a way to make money off of whatever they want. But regardless, that's not cool. You know, we really need to stay informed about these type of situations. So I want y'all, you know, if you're paying attention, there's a website called spectrumbusters.org, and they talk about stopping the Palmetto Pipeline. And then there's On the Lakefront, which is another environmental. And you find out, if you listen to the Atlanta Tea Party and a lot of different other groups, they're getting together about these environmental issues. Because environmental issues lead into everything else. Everything is connected. So, I mean, I really need you guys to think about this. I mean, this is crazy. There's so much going on in our nation and our state, and we really need to pay attention to it. And with that being said, I appreciate all the listeners tonight who listened to, you know, this being the first broadcast of Hump Day Primetime. We tried this last week. In the middle of the day, that we found out that didn't work quite like we wanted it to. So we brought it to prime time. We appreciate everybody who's listening. And if you're a regular listener of Down South and Dirty Radio, you know that on Sundays we have the actual Down South and Dirty with Scout Smith show, and that's at 1:30. And we will be talking about the South, period. And the name of the show is Why the South is Always Coming in Last When It Comes to Progress. We're going to talk about why we always last to give people equal rights and last in a lot of good things, good progressive things. And I'm not talking about progressive as in the political perspective, but progressive as in moving forward. Why we always last to get onto something good, but first to get onto something that's bad and selfish and guilty that causes guilt. So please listen in on Sunday at 1:30. You can always download shows, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. Go to Blog Talk, put in Down South and Dirty Radio. You'll come up with all our shows. You can download everything from the first show to this show. But please listen in, because there's good information that's out there, and we've got to support independent media. If you know people who are doing independent media, the way things happen today is usually everything is done. You can listen to it live, or you can always listen to it at your leisure by downloading it and going on demand. So give independent media a chance. So I want you to take a listen to that, and make sure you come back next Wednesday at 7 o'clock, Hump Day prime time. We're gonna talk about some. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna get it out there, and hopefully you'll be entertained and at the same time learning something. This is Hump Day Prime Time, and this is Down South and Dirty Radio, and we're signing off.